Thank the Lord's grace.
让我们进入第三天的灵恩会。
So we have entered into our third day of spiritual convocation.
今天早上要跟大家一起来学习看见耶稣。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the topic Seeing Jesus.
两三年前台湾出现了一部纪录片。
And two, 3 years ago, there was a documentary was published in Taiwan.
大家觉得拍摄得非常的好。
And everyone thought that the documentary is very good.
因为这一部纪录片叫做《看见台湾》。
Because this documentary is about seeing Taiwan.
让很多台湾人重新发现台湾不同的面貌与美丽。
So it would allow a lot of the Taiwanese to see a lot of the different varieties of Taiwan's beauty.
因此这个导演从默默无名变得非常有名。
So the director or producer was originally unknown, so now he has gained his status.
可惜他打算要拍第二部的时候坐直升机失事了，所以好像是。
Unfortunately, when he was about to shoot the second documentary, he got into an accident on a helicopter, and last year he passed away.
我们今天来到这个地方，大家期待看见什么呢？
So today, when we come here, what do we intend to see?
我相信在座的每一位都希望能够看见耶稣。
I believe everyone here would like to see Jesus.
能看见恩典。
And to see His grace.
那么在新约圣经的前四卷,
and on the first four books of the New Testament,
我们称它们为福音书,
we call them the Gospel books.
前三卷叫做对观福音,
and the first three was the
就是可以拿出来对照观看的福音书,
the comparative gospels.
第四卷约翰福音叫做特殊的福音书,
and the fourth Gospel book is a special one.
这福音书记载了2000年前主耶稣在世上他所行所说的。
And these gospel books have recorded what Jesus has done and has talked.
从这四卷里面，我们看见耶稣他所看见的世界跟众人。
So from these books, we also see how it records Jesus, what Jesus saw and what he saw the people as.
但是在这经文里面，我们也看到不一样的人怎么来看眼前这个耶稣。
And also we see that how other people, the different people view Jesus.
我们先来看两节思考一下。
Let's look at two verses to ponder upon.
我们看约翰福音第一章29节。
Let's look at let's look at John chapter 1 verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。” Amen.
29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Amen.
大家看见在经文里面有"看见耶稣"四个字，对不对？
So you see how it records saw Jesus.
那是谁看见耶稣？
So who saw Jesus?
是施洗约翰。
Is John the Baptist.
他看见怎么样的耶稣呢?
What kind of Jesus did he see?
好, 我们再来看另外一节。
Let's look at another verse.
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John 6, chapter 6.
19节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
门徒摇橹约行了十里多路, 看见耶稣在海面上走, 渐渐进了船, 他们就害怕, Amen.
19. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid.
经文里面一样有看见耶稣。
Similarly, here it records of they saw Jesus.
大家注意到是谁看见了耶稣吗？
So who saw Jesus here?
门徒，对不对？
The disciples.
可是他们看见耶稣却怎么样？
But what happened to them when they saw him?
我们发觉同样一个耶稣。 同样在这些追随耶稣的人眼里，却有不同的看法。
So even though it's the same Jesus, but because of different people view him or saw him, it has a different emotions.
前面的施洗约翰一眼看到的耶稣，就认出真正的耶稣来，是不是？
So when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he knew who Jesus was.
说这是代罪羔羊。
He said that he's the Lamb of God.
可是，一样是追随耶稣的人，这些门徒。 他们看见耶稣却害怕，为什么害怕？
So even though the same group of people who followed Jesus, when they saw Jesus, the disciples were afraid.
因为这个时候他们对他产生误解。
Why were they afraid? Because they misunderstood.
把他当成鬼怪了。
They thought he was the ghost.
耶稣是同一位，也永不改变。
So Jesus was always the same. Is always the same. He will never change.
那今天我们到教会来。真的看见了原本的耶稣吗？
So when we come here to the church, do we see the original Jesus?
我们看了这一二十年，真的是原本的耶稣吗？
So after we have seen him for decades, are we seeing the same Jesus?
我常常遇到很多外教会的朋友们。
I often meet with other denomination members.
我不晓得他们怎么看待我，我是真的把他们当朋友。
So I'm not sure how they view me, but I treat them as friends.
他们说我们也信耶稣。
They told me that they also believe in Jesus.
我会开个玩笑说，两千年前哈、哦、叫做耶稣的，据人家统计有1800多位啊。
So I joke with them that 2,000 years ago there were about 1,800 believers of Jesus.
我说，我不晓得我跟你的耶稣是不是同一位。
So I'm not sure the Jesus that we believe it is the same one.
哎，他们说你怎么这样说呢
？So they said, how can you say that?
我们来谈谈看呢、啊，我们认识的耶稣是不是同一位
？So let's discuss whether the Jesus that we believe in is the same one.
你知道吗？真的把圣经拿出来，一直翻到最后。我们常常发现啊，原来你的耶稣跟我的耶稣不是同一位。
So after we flipped through a lot of Bible verses, we came to a conclusion that the Jesus that we believe in are not the same one.
因为他的耶稣也可以接受同性恋，我的耶稣不能接受同性恋啊。
Because their Jesus can accept homosexuals, but mine cannot.
他的耶稣可以接受亵渎圣灵的事，我的耶稣不能接受亵渎圣灵的事，大家听得懂吗？
And when their Jesus can accept the blasphemy of him, but mine cannot.
就是啊，很好很好，你信你的耶稣，我信你，我们的耶稣不是同一位。
So even though we believe in Jesus, but we don't believe in the same type of Jesus.
他们的耶稣比我的耶稣更有爱心，什么都可以原谅，什么都可以赦免。
So the Jesus that they believe in can be more loving and they can accept any kind of sins.
连三番两次犯奸淫了，我不晓得他要进到哪个天国去，那个天国不是我的天国、啊。
So even though they have committed adultery several times, they can still enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I'm not sure what kind of heaven is that.
那我们来想一想，我们认识的这个耶稣。是哪一位耶稣
？So let's ponder upon this. The Jesus that we believe in. What? Who is he?
我们先来看几节经文。先来看第一个层面。
Let's look at the first level, and we'll flip to a few verses.
我们先看马可福音三章五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
马可福音三章五节。
Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。Amen.
So when he had looked around them with an anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
好，你有没有看见耶稣
？So do you see Jesus?
你看见的耶稣怎么样
？So what is his reaction.
好，先记着。我们继续看第二节。
So let's also look at the second one.
马可福音十章十四节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 14.
马可福音十章十四节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 14.
耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。”Amen.
But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God."
大家看见了耶稣在这里怎么样
？So what is the type of what is Jesus like here?
为什么
？Why?
我们看第三节。
Let's look at the third one.
看马可福音八章十二节。
Mark
八章十二节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 12.
耶稣心里深深的叹息说：“这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。”Amen.
8:12. But he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to his generation."
看到这里，我想先请问大家。
So here, up to here, I want to ask everyone.
有时候你们会不会很希望耶稣就在这里，亲眼看见他，亲手摸到他？
So sometimes would you wish that Jesus is right here beside you and that you can touch him and you can see him?
我相信大家是愿意的。
I'm sure everyone wish that.
但是你知道吗？我们现在更有福气。
But today we are even more blessed.
因为我们现在看到的比2000年前在耶稣身边的人可能看到的更多。
Because,
你们发现
Because today, in fact, we can see more of what the people can see 2000 years ago.
从圣经是神留给我们的讯息，我们可以得到从神来的观点。
Because the scripture is left for us to see, and we can actually see the perspective of God.
有时候比在当时的当事者跟旁观者，我们会得到更多他们领会不到的。
So if we can actually see and feel more from compared to those who were there seeing him and observe him.
这是圣灵的恩惠。
This is the grace of the Holy Spirit.
比如说，你们有读过约伯记吗？
For example, have you read the book of Job?
在约伯遭患难之前，有没有一段灵界里面的故事？
So before Job encountered the problem, have you seen there's a passage recording of the things that happened in the spiritual realm?
一直到约伯记结束为止，约伯离世为止，你们认为约伯知道这些灵界里面的事吗？
Even after Job has passed away, do you think he actually knew about the thing that happened beforehand?
我告诉你，约伯不知道。
I'm sure he didn't.
可是我们一看就知道，这是神让我们知道的，是不是这样子？
Because when we read it, we knew that because God has stated it for us.
我们再回到刚才我们看的马可福音八章十二节。
Let's look back to Mark chapter 8 verse 12.
如果没有前面那一段字，十二节前面那一段字。
If we don't see the recording in the first phrase here,
单单你那个时候站在耶稣身边听到耶稣讲的话，
if you're there to see Jesus who said what he said,
这世代为什么求神迹呢？你觉得主耶稣会用什么语气或表情来讲这一句话？
When he said the sentence, "Why does this generation seek a sign?" What type of tone of voice does he have?
你可能可以有很多想象。
You may be able to imagine.
他可能是用无奈的。
Maybe he's a little bit annoyed.
他可能是会用生气的。
And maybe he's angered.
他可能是会用那种类似讥诮的话语，就是有点刺激性的。
So maybe he's being sarcastic.
好，可是我们不会误解，因为前面那几个字，当时站在耶稣身边的人，他看不到。一开始就告诉你，耶稣是用心里深深叹息的感受来讲这一句话。你有没有发觉？
So,
你直接看到耶稣的内心啊。
So from here we can see it say that he sighed deeply in his spirit and said these words. So we can actually see that.
大家能够理解吗？我们为什么讲话会常常彼此产生误解？
So sometimes when we talk to each other, we misunderstood a lot.
因为你没有办法看透他内心真正的感觉，有时候会被他的言辞跟语气跟表情给误导啦。
So we cannot see the inner hearts of the person talking to you, so we would always be misunderstood from the tone of voice and the way he speaks.
大家能够理解我在讲什么吗？
So do you understand what I'm trying to say?
可是你直接看到耶稣这个时候，心里是深深叹息的。好，我们继续看。
So, but here it says that he sighed deeply in the spirit. So let's continue.
我们请看路加福音十章二十一节。
Let's turn to Luke 21.
十章二十一。
Sorry, Luke 10:21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。Amen.”
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight."
请问大家看到耶稣怎么了？
So what kind of Jesus we see here?
后面那一段段话先不用去想，你看前面那几个字，你看到耶稣怎么了？
Just look at how Jesus is reacting.
耶稣在高兴，对不对？
He's rejoicing.
哦，我问大家。
So let me ask you.
你们认为耶稣高兴的时候会不会哈哈大笑？
When Jesus rejoiced, would you think he would laugh out loud?
对。Laugh of loud, loudly, 对不对？你会觉得哈，哎，我看到有些人在摇头，对了。
So some people are shaking their heads.
我在台湾一问哦，好多人摇头。
When I asked in Taiwan, a lot of people shook their heads.
所以耶稣高兴，他不会笑出声音来，这样子啊。
So you think that Jesus, when he's rejoicing, would he just like giggling there?
那我再请问大家。
So let's ask again.
哎，你们常常会不会想象，两千年前如果我在耶稣身边？我是那使徒跟随他三年半，我常常在想象啊。
So if I'm the apostles beside Jesus following him 2,000 years ago，
如果你跟随在耶稣这边讲了一个玩笑话，耶稣会不会骂你
？So if you were to joke with Jesus， would you think he would rebuke you？
我发觉很多基督徒会说会有耶稣会骂。
So
a
lot of Christians would say that yes, he would rebuke you and he's going to stare at you. 所以我在海边抓到一条鱼，跟耶稣说：“
哎，主啊，你看这条鱼长得好奇怪哦。”
So if I
下地狱，这样子吗
？If I would catch a fish and then told Jesus that, oh, this fish is a little weird. Do you think Jesus is going to say, and then condemn you to hell?
非常好的翻译，感谢主。对呀。耶稣在我们的心中形象到底是什么
？So what kind of image do we have of Jesus in our
在我心目中，耶稣会哈哈大笑，耶稣是可以跟他开玩笑的。
So to
你晓得吗
？To me, Jesus can be someone who would joke around and then and laugh out loud.
对呀、啊，所以约翰才说这些都没有写下来，因为写下来连天地都装不下了嘛。
But John said that not everything was recorded because if it's to be recorded, nothing can hold everything.
如果你认为耶稣高兴，他是不会笑出声来的，我们再看下一节。
So if you think that when Jesus is happy, he would not laugh loudly or happily, then let's see the next verse.
约翰福音十一章三十三节。
John 11 verse 33。
十一章三十三节。
11 verse 33。
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。三十四节。
34。
便说：“你们把他安放在哪里？”他们回答说：“请主来看。”35节。
35。
耶稣哭了。好，注重说35节就好。
35。Jesus wept。
哎，你们觉得？耶稣哭了，会不会泪流满面
？So when you see Jesus weeping, would he be having a lot of tears on his face?
他会不会哭出声音来
？Do you think he would cry out loud?
好，我们先看到这里啊、哦。
Let's
我带大家看了这个耶稣。
I have led everyone to see.
我发觉在很多基督徒的心目中，耶稣永远就是那一号表情。
So a lot of Christians view Jesus as only having such expression.
哭不会哭得很悲伤。
When he's weeping, he would not weep sorrowfully.
笑也不会笑出声音来。
If he would laugh or smile, he would not laugh out loud.
那我想请问，我们教会常常举办灵修会，美国这边有吗
？So we always have spiritual nurture seminar.
我们的会主要有两种，一种叫做灵修会，一种叫做进修会嘛。进修会是事务性、技巧性的，灵修会就是灵性的嘛。
We have sometimes a spiritual workshop, and we have the spiritual cultivation seminars.
好，灵修会的目标是什么
？What is the purpose or the goal of the spiritual cultivation?
我在问大家，灵修基督徒的灵修的最终目标是什么
？What is the ultimate goal of having the spiritual cultivation.
我们常说灵性要长进。
We always say that we need to elevate our spirituality.
那你长进到进化的最后 stage， 最后的阶段是什么
？So what is the final stage of the spiritual cultivation？
我不知道在美国这里，我发觉在台湾呐、啊，我觉得有一点糟糕。
I'm not sure of here, but in Taiwan, it's a little bit terrible.
为什么？这个关系到 我们心里面怎么去看待别人的灵修，跟我们自己的灵修
？Because it has to do with how we view our own spirituality and how we view others.
所以我们觉得那种灵修很好的人，就是悲伤不能太悲伤。
So when we view those who are very spiritual, we think that they cannot be very sorrowful when they're sad.
遇到苦难不能太痛苦。
And when they're encountering trial, they cannot seem very painful.
高兴的时候还不能哈哈大笑。
And when they're happy, they should not laugh out loud.
也就是要一副稳如泰山的样子。
So they have to show that they're very steadfast and firm.
修养很好，面对任何的事情。我不晓得是什么，泰山崩于前的面不改色，就是说山崩下来了，他一点都没关系那种感觉。
So they have to stay very stable and stern, where even though the mountains fall upon them, they would feel nothing.
我告诉大家，这种灵修的目标、叫做得道高僧。
So this kind of spiritual cultivation is like attaining up to the level of a high level monk, the abbot.
我们华人其实我们不信佛教，我们很容易受其他宗教那种形象的影响。
So even though we Chinese do not believe in Buddhism, but we can be affected or influenced by the culture.
台湾有四大山头，有四大名僧，四大高僧啊。
In Taiwan, there are four abbots or the high level monks.
那个信众都几百万的顶礼膜拜啊。
They have many thousands of followers.
他们就是那种也不会生气，也不会哈哈大笑，遇到什么悲伤的事情就是这样子，也不会哭泣出声音出来的。
So they're the ones that would not show their emotions or expressions when even though they're experiencing sadness.
我不知道大家灵修的目标是什么。我自己灵修的目标就是要像耶稣基督，大家能够理解吗？他是我灵修的终极目标。
So for me, my ultimate goal of the spiritual cultivation is to be like Jesus.
大家有没有发现，主耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人
？Have you noticed that Jesus is fully God and fully man?
所以你们无法想象耶稣会哈哈大笑，你们觉得耶稣不可以开玩笑，耶稣也不应该。痛苦到哭出声音来。
So you probably have imagined that Jesus cannot laugh out loud when he's happy and cannot cry out loud when he's sad.
不对啊，你要是跟我在查考希伯来书，耶稣哭得可惨了。
So that's not correct because if you would look at Hebrews, Jesus wept bitterly.
大家先看见的耶稣就是。其实耶稣为什么有这些反应
？So when I'm flipping to these verses, so why would Jesus have all these emotions?
这个很重要，所以我们才不会有一个不对的灵修目标，甚至觉得别人生气了，别人有情绪了，别人在哭了，他灵修不好，所以你不会讲出来。
So we want to understand that our spiritual goal is not to see when others have showing all the emotions, then that means they are not spiritually well.
如果我们真的了解我们灵修目标，我们会更包容自己，会更包容所有旁边的人。你会知道这是正常的。
So if we understand our spiritual goals, then we can be have more forbearance for others when people show their emotions.
可是耶稣为什么这些反应
？So why did Jesus have these emotions?
我们看见他生气，是因为他看见人心顽固不化。
When he's angry because he saw these people with hardness of heart.
我们看见耶稣不高兴，是因为他身边这些跟随他的人误解了他的心。
We see that Jesus is being displeased because all these people misunderstood his heart.
我们看见耶稣心里深深的叹息，是因为他看见世界上的人常常往错误的方向跑，而且还自以为跑得正。
And then we see how Jesus deeply sighed because all these people are running at the wrong direction, and they thought they're running in the right direction.
我们看到耶稣高兴，不是因为他得了很多的财富或被人家尊敬，而是他看到天父的旨意彰显了出来。
And we see that Jesus rejoiced in his spirit not because people are rich, because God's will has been manifested.
我们看到耶稣在哭。
And we see that Jesus wept.
因为他怜悯身边的人，总是迷惘在生活的困顿与罪恶的打击里面。
Because he has compassion on those who are living in the sin, and then they were in a impact of life.
我带大家看耶稣的喜怒哀乐，甚至他的忧愁。
So when I'm bringing everyone to see the anger and the happiness and the sadness of Jesus.
他并不像我们，总是为我们自己跟家里面的事情有这些反应。
So Jesus is not like us. We always have these reactions or emotions because of our own families.
他是为了神的事与周边一切这些需要的人。
He reacted this way because of all the people around him and because of God's house.
也就是我们讲的神的国跟神的义。
Which is the kingdom and righteousness of God.
他是一个爱世间人，跟世间人一起同乐同哭的耶稣。
So he's a loving Jesus who would cry and be rejoiced with the people together.
大家知道吗？如果你不知道这是耶稣，你还会说他灵修不好。
So if you don't know this is Jesus, you probably will say he doesn't have a good spirituality.
我不是鼓励大家情绪化，我绝对没有鼓励大家情绪化。
I'm not trying to encourage you to be emotional.
但是当你面对了其他情绪的人的时候，你直接就论断他灵修不好吗？是这样子吗？
So, but when you see other people being emotional, do you relate that to a spirituality?
不是的。
No.
我还没有举出更耶稣会翻人家桌子。你知道吗？
And I haven't flipped to the verse that says Jesus would flip over the tables.
我今天要是翻一张桌子哦，我可能不用干传道了。
If I am
马上被抓为台总检讨了。
Flip over a table today, then I would not be a preacher anymore.
这个传道怎么灵修这么不好？
Because they would tell me that I have bad spirituality.
你们有胆说耶稣灵修不好吗？
So, do you dare to say that Jesus has doesn't have a good spirituality.
我再说一次，我不鼓励情绪化，但是我们要用更宽广属灵的角度看待别人跟自己，这样知道吗？
So I'm not encouraging to be emotional, but I want you to view these as with a broad mind.
我们来看罗马书十二章十五节。
Let's turn to Romans
十二章十五节。
chapter 12 verse 15。
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。Amen.
Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep.
其实主耶稣不止自己做到，他也期待我们在座每一位这样子。
So not only Jesus can do so, he also wish that we can do the same.
我们不是要做得道高僧啊。
We're not trying to attain to the high level of being the abbot.
我们是要效法耶稣基督。
We are to emulate or imitate Jesus.
要做一个关怀世人、有同理心的基督徒，这就是神希望我们做的。
We should be caring to all others and then have a empathy.
我们来看另外一段经文，来看第二个层面。
Let's look at the second level.
请看马太福音八章二十三节。
Matthew 8:23。
八章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 8:23。
耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。二十四节。
24。
海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。Amen。
When he got into the boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep.
我们看见耶稣做什么？
So what did we see Jesus doing here?
好啊，我这几天常问大家，大家希不希望耶稣现在就在你身边？
So I've asked you before that, do you wish that Jesus is right here with us?
2000年前，你看到这两节经文。耶稣身边有没有一些门徒
？So 2,000 years ago, beside Jesus were there these disciples.
你觉得如果你是其中的那一位门徒，你会觉得很幸福吗
？If you are one of those that there at the time, would you feel blessed？
你这个时候没点头的哈，要等一下祷告认真一点。
So if you're nodding your head, then you have to pray more later.
已经耶稣在身边了。
So Jesus is right by our side.
你会不会觉得很安心？
Do you feel very calm?
你已经跟着他做了一整天的圣工。我们先看二十三节、二十四节，做了一整天的圣工了。
So from here we see that we have already worked with Jesus for the whole day long.
然后现在太阳要下山。
So the sun is setting.
然后耶稣吩咐说：“上船吧。”
So Jesus said, "Let's go on a boat."
我们要到另外一个地方去。
We're going on to another place.
好，这个时候大家上了船。
So everyone got into the boat.
耶稣也上了船。
Jesus also got into the boat.
想想看哦，如果你是门徒的话，你这个时候会不会觉得很平安？
Let's think about this. If you are one of the disciples, would you feel very calm right now?
我该做的都做完了，上船了，耶稣也上船了，对不对？
So I have done everything today. I have gotten to the boat. Jesus got onto the boat.
所以这个时候你的期望是什么？
What is your
耶稣在身边，我有什么好怕的？
What is your expectation right now, and why do you fear?
病马上会好。然后死了马上可以复活，有什么好怕的，对不对？
Because Jesus can heal the sick and he can resurrect the dead.
然后你上了船的期待就是说，我终于可以好好休息一下了，吃吃面包，喝喝水，打个瞌睡，有没有这种期待？
So when you got into boat, you probably want to rest a little bit, eat some snacks and just relax.
那我现在问在座的每一位，我们有没有上船呢？
So let's ask ourselves, have you gotten into the boat?
你上船了吗？
Have you got onto the boat?
我们真耶稣教会是末世方舟，属灵的末世方舟，有听过这样的教导吧？
Have you heard? I'm sure you have heard that True Jesus Church is the ark of the end time.
我们这个末世方舟还是主耶稣亲自搭建的。
And this ark of the end time is personally established by Jesus Christ.
所以我再问一次，你们上船了吗？
Have you entered the boat?
我们都上船了啊！耶稣有没有上船
？Have we got onto the boat? Yes, and have Jesus.
有吧？应许的圣灵跟我们同在啊！耶稣也在船上啊
！Yes, of course, because the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit, is with us.
所以很多初信者一开始心里面会觉得妥当了。
So a lot of the newly believed, they think that it's okay.
因为我上船了，耶稣也在船上，所以从此以后我面临什么我都不怕。
So after I've entered on into the ark, I'm whatever happens later, I will be fine.
可是这个时候你发觉哦，耶稣就在船上，然后大风大浪来了，有没有？
But at this time, there's a great tempest and great waves that came.
而且还不是普通的大风浪，而且水都打进来，船快要沉了。经文这样写，有没有
？And it's not the normal storm, and the boat, the waters got onto the boat, and the boat is going to sink.
所以你今天进到这个末世的方舟，主耶稣在这里，有没有可能遇到大风浪，好像这一艘船快要沉了？会不会
？So if you have already entered the ark, and would you encounter all these waves and storms and tempests, and then the boat is about to sink?
会啊。
Yes.
很多人说。为什么神的教会遇到这种事情呢？为什么我在这里遇到这种事情呢？那是因为你圣经没读透。
But so many people that think, why would this happen to me? Why would this happen to the church? Because you have not.
耶稣就在船里，也会遇到大风浪，水打进来快要沉，要不然这些人干嘛紧张啊
？So because there's tempest and rose in the sea and the sink, the boat is about to sink.
大家想象那个状况。
So let's imagine the situation.
你觉得如果让你画一幅画，耶稣在那边睡，然后旁边这些门徒都在做什么
？So if you are to depict the picture, and then Jesus was asleep, what would the apostles would be doing?
这些反应可能就是我们现在弟兄姐妹跟我们自己的反应。
It would be the reaction that we would have today.
哦，有人可能。会拼命在那边舀水，让船不要沉，对不对？
So、maybe,
你画画嘛，心中画画嘛。
So just depict the picture, and maybe some will try to take out the water.
然后有些人可能在拉着风帆，想办法要把船驶出暴风之外，有没有
？And some people try to pull the sail, and then try to sail another direction.
然后可能有两三个跪在那里拼命的迫切的祷告，一直呼求。
So maybe two or three would kneel there and pray earnestly and to God.
然后可能还有一种人已经不受不了了，趴在床边一直吐。
So maybe some people are vomiting badly.
然后可能还有一种人啊更厉害，拼命摇耶稣，耶稣赶快起来，耶稣赶快起来，有没有
？And some people would probably just shake Jesus to wake him up.
耶稣后来有没有被摇起来
？So do you think Jesus was awakened?
然后他有没有称赞这些人表现得很好
？Did Jesus praise them and say you did well?
那我再问大家哦。耶稣躺在那里睡，睡得跟婴儿一样，你有没有发觉
？So let's ask you that Jesus was asleep, sleeping like a baby.
那是心里的平安啊。
This is the quietness in heart.
我们常说，我们信耶稣要得到，不是这世界上的平安。
So didn't we say that when we believe in Jesus, we need to have the peace not of this world?
那我问大家，你觉得耶稣为什么这个时候有这种平安？他平安是怎么来的？
So why did Jesus have this kind of peace, and where did the peace come from?
要记得。
Remember.
平安有个基础叫做信心。
There's a foundation of peace is the faith.
信心还要有个基础，叫做从神来的应许。不管你的信心都是假的，编织信心。
And the foundation of the faith is
应许，神的应许。
Is the promise of God.
好，耶稣为什么连醒来都懒得醒来？因为他知道自己绝对不会死在这里。
Why would
你们能够理解吗
？Why would Jesus not even being awake? Because he knew that he won't die here.
因为他知道他什么时候要死在哪里，绝对不可能死在这里，所以他一点都不担心。
Because,
大家能够理解吗
？Because he knows that he's not going to die here, because he knows where he will die in the future. So, do you understand?
也就是说，如果我们已经神告诉我们，我们将来一定会怎么样的话，如果你真的相信，你就不会担心现在的事。
So meaning to say, if we already know, Jesus told us what is going to happen to us in the future, then we will not be worried about today.
无论你是被打击
even though you may be attacked, being hurt,
是贫穷
you are poor,
还是怎么样
or such.
我们常常看不透眼前这些事情，这些事就像风浪一样。
We cannot understand or recognize what is in front of us. These are like the tempest.
因为我们想的还是这几十年的事而已，我们没有想到最后。
And because we're still thinking of the few decades of life in front of us, have we thought about the ending?
可是我告诉大家，主耶稣有没有把我们最后的事情告诉我们了？
But have Jesus told us about our ending and result?
有啊，主耶稣说，我不把你们当仆人，把你们当弟兄姐妹，所以我把我所知道的全部告诉你们，还记得吗？
And remember when Jesus said, I treat you not as servant, but as brothers and sisters, so I have told you everything that will happen to you.
所以我们已经知道这个世界最重大也最后的事了，你们都是先知哦。
So we are all prophets because we already knew about what is going to happen, the great things that will happen.
我在台湾对每一个真正信耶稣的人都讲，你知道你是谁吗？你是先知。你比别人先知道世界最末后的事情，难道不是先知吗
？So I always tell the true believers in Taiwan that you are all prophets because you already know about what is going to happen in the end time.
这个世界会毁灭，主耶稣会再临，审判会来到。
The world will be destroyed and then Jesus will come again.
然后死掉的人先复活，跟天使一同降临。
And the dead will arise and then
跟天使、众天使一同降临，众圣徒、众仙子一同降临。
And all the saints will be descended with the angels.
有没有《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章五章不要翻了、啊？然后我们还活着，真正的基督徒被提到半空中跟主相遇。
And those who are still living today, and we will meet with Jesus in the air.
然后就永远要跟主同在。
And we will be with Him forever.
这些事情你们知道吧
？These you all know, right?
哎，你们知道吧
？You know about it, right?
你们已经知道这最重要最后的事情了，你们就是先知啊。
So you are prophets because you know all about the things that will happen in the end time.
所以如果有人常常问我说，哎，赖传道，那请问你明天，纽约股市开市是会涨还是会跌
？So if someone would have asked me, preacher, do you know about the stock market, in New York? Is it gonna
三个月之后的黄大豆走势是怎么样？啊，说算了啊、哦，好，那我。半年之后我是怎么样？还会活着还是死掉
？So will I live half years from now？
我告诉你啊，这种小事我不屑告诉你。
So I don't have to tell you about this。
对你，我不屑告诉你，主耶稣也不屑告诉我们，这太小的事情了，你们理解吗
？Because these things, even Jesus won't tell us because these are very minor thing。
我们只要忍耐到底，跟随主到底，就一定会得到那主应许我们的。
And we need to only endure till the end, so the promised things will be given to us.
既然这样子，可是我们看不透现在。
But even so, we still cannot see through today.
我们被我们所经历的事情以及眼前的事情给迷惑了，我们一直专注在这里放不开。
We are being deceived by all these things that we encounter today, and we cannot let go of things.
所以你看，他船上的门徒 叫的叫，祷告的祷告，摇耶稣的摇耶稣，吐的吐，会昏的昏，一大堆。你们知道吗？这里面没有一个符合耶稣的期待。
So all these disciples doing all different types of things, and nobody, no, not one of them is what Jesus wished to.
如果真的有信心的话
，If you really truly have faith，
哎，我们常常领会者会勉励大家说，我们要效法耶稣祷告，效法耶稣做工，有没有
？And we always encourage people to emulate Jesus to work and to pray.
我常常在想，如果我的话真的有信心的话，我那时候会说，风这么大怎么办？不是把耶稣摇起来，而是说。主耶稣，我陪你睡，我睡在你旁边。
If I were to have faith at that time, I would think that I should go and sleep beside Jesus.
这时候，耶稣看到我躺在他旁边睡着了，会摸摸我的头说：“哎呀，你的信心是大的。”
So I believe that when Jesus saw me sleeping beside him, he would touch my head and say, "You have great faith."
勉励你们效法耶稣睡觉。
So I am encouraging you to sleep like Jesus.
我们不要翻了，诗篇131篇说，所以我好像躺在母亲怀中那断过奶的孩子，还记得那个经节吗？
So in Psalm 131 it says that it's like a weaned child laying in his mother's womb.
我说的睡觉不是说在圣功上懒惰，在生活上懒惰，不是的，我指的是心的状态。
So this type of sleeping is not being lazy, but it's being calm.
对，当你遇到打击，遇到挫折
，When you encounter
遇到打击了，遇到生活上的困难
，trouble tribulation in life，
遇到意外
，and accidents，
对，那个时候啊，虽然有时候需要很迫切祷告主，但是你也可以用一种祷告，就是在心里面像耶稣睡了一样。
So even though you have to pray hard and pray importunately, but you also need to sleep like Jesus.
在那大风大浪即将好像要吞噬你的时候，你可以像耶稣这么平安，在心里面好像断过奶的孩子。
So even though the tempest is going to swallow you up, but in your heart you should be like Jesus, like a calm and quiet soul, like a weaned child.
我们来看罗马书十五章十三节。
Let's look at Romans
十五章十三节。
15:13。
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。Amen.
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
有没有注意平安喜乐？我们希望得到的。
So joy and peace is what we wish to have.
要有个前提叫做因信。
But you have to first have.Faith.
那信怎么来的呢？主耶稣告诉我们最后的事情从这里来的。
So how can we have faith is what Jesus have told us to come.
如果你现在很担心经济啊
，If you are worried about your finance，
在台湾很有一部分同龄经济很不好。
So in Taiwan there are some members that have trouble in finance.
他可能还欠人家很多钱。
They may have greatly in debt.
每天跑银行，觉得快过不下去了。
They think that they cannot handle it anymore.
如果世界第一首富哦，没有指谁啊哦，给你一个保证说，说我保证今年年底12月31号有一张10亿美元的支票会存进你的户头。
So if the richest man in this world would guarantee you that by the end of the year you will get $100 billion into your bank account，
那你现在每天在跑银行，月底的时候还欠人家很多，即使真的欠。你会很难过到想死吗？你觉得你会吗
？Even if you're greatly indebted to others, would you feel like dying？
不会，因为你知道，我只要在忍耐，在忍耐，在鞠躬到12月31号，10亿美元的现金都会进到我的户头了。所以这时候，你不会觉得那么的难过、绝望，这样知道吗
？But if you know that the $100 billion will be in your bank account at the end of the year, you would not feel that bad.
想想耶稣对你讲过的话。
So think about what Jesus have told you before.
你真的信吗？还是觉得他是个不守信用的神
？Do you believe in him or you think that he's not trustworthy？
我们请来看，另外一节第三个层面。
The third level that we were going to see.
马太福音4:1-2。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
Amen.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after that he was hungry. And many sermonizers would explain that how Jesus would overcome the temptation.
因为我大概剩下七分钟啊, 后面两三分钟, 我现在讲很快, 简略版的啦。
I'm going to summarize this quickly.
我今天带大家看的重点不是主耶稣怎么胜过试探,
so I'm not trying to let everyone see how he overcome the temptation.
而是他在什么的状况, 什么样的状况之下, 开始这些试探。
But in what conditions did he start to be tempted?
我问大家，如果有两种人，教会里面有两种人。
If there are two types of people in church,
一种是也不想来聚会。
Those that do not want to come to services.
忙碌于世界上的事。
They're busy with their work in the world.
也不喜欢祷告。
They don't like to pray.
几乎没有做任何圣工。
They're not doing any holy work.
然后蛮多讲的都是外面的道理。
And what they say is all the things outside.
你觉得这种人容不容易受引诱跟试探？
Do you think these people will be easily tempted?
对，好，那如果另外一种人呢？
The other type?
他很用心祷告。
They pray earnestly.
他做很多圣工。
They do a lot of holy work.
他非常认真地行出真理。
They would act it out in truth.
他没有错过任何一场聚会。
They never miss services.
也就是我们心目中那种很敬虔的人。
So in our hearts, these type of people are the spiritual ones.
你觉得这种人容不容易受试探？
Do you think they will face temptation?
好，我们来想想看，我们通常觉得前一种人比较容易，对不对？
So we think that the first type of people will be easily tempted.
我们华人有一句话叫做知己知彼，百战百胜，有听过吗？
And the Chinese has a saying that if you know thyself and you know thy enemies, then you can be victorious in all the battles.
所以我现在要跟魔鬼作战，要定大战略。
So we are to fight against Satan.
我要去猜测 敌军的动向，我才能决定要诺曼底登陆，你们知道吧？
So, to have the strategy, then I have to know what the next step of the enemy is, so that I can know what to do.
我常常在想，如果我是魔鬼宣教部部长的话，我会怎么指挥部下去运作？
So,
抓更多人到地狱。
I always think that if I'm like the commander in the devil's kingdom, what would I do to have more people go to hell with me?
我告诉你，我不会浪费我的资源、跟人力、跟时间在前面那一种人。
I would not waste my time and my money to invest on the first type of people.
因为那种人已经渐渐离神越来越远，我干嘛去做在他身上做工啊？你晓得吗？
Because these people are already departing further and further away from God, why would I even bother?
他早晚很大的概率会到我这边地狱来，这就好了。
Because at the end they will come to me anyway.
这就像诗篇所讲的，他放在滑地里一直滑，一直滑，一直滑，会很顺利的，没有什么试探的。
Like is it recorded in Psalm that they will be sliding downwards? It's very smooth.
我会指挥我的军队去攻击那最近前。 圣灵充满，做最多圣工的人，你知道吧？
I would command my army to attack those who are filled with the Holy Spirit. They do a lot of holy work, and they're very spiritual.
所以为什么有时候我们看不透这件事情？为什么这个人这么敬虔，做这么圣工，他会遇到这种事情呢？ So, 会不会有这种疑问？
That's why sometimes we doubt it and say, and why do these people so spiritual? They would encounter such trials.
你看耶稣什么时候开始面临他最大的试探？ 他圣灵最充满的时候，有没有？
So when did Jesus being tempted, he was full of Holy Spirit.
他是被圣灵引导到旷野。
He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
那我问大家，他为什么要到旷野40昼夜？
So why did he go to wilderness for 40 days and nights?
因为他在那里最独自能够跟神最亲近，完全不受打扰，最亲近神的时候。
That is where he can be very close and intimate with God and no disturbance.
而且是他付出最多的时候，四十昼夜的禁食是神迹啊。
And then he has fasted 40 days and nights. That's a miracle.
所以那四十昼夜的禁食是对神的一种付出，也是一种圣功。
And the 40 days and nights fasting is also a type of holy work.
可是就在这个时候，你认为这种人圣灵充满、顺从圣灵引导、付出对神付出最多的时候，应该是不受试探的时候。魔鬼来了。
But if you think that those who are filled with the Holy Spirit being submissive and all and humble and the devil will come at that time.
因为把这种人打倒最符合魔鬼宣教部的利益跟投资。
Because this is the greatest benefit and investment for the kingdom of the devil.
各位要看清事实。
So we have to see the truth.
所以我们不要受这些意外跟患难的影响。
So do not be affected by all these unfortunate things.
我的敬虔有时候遇到这些事情，更证明我走的道路是正确的，跟耶稣基督一样。
So if we're godly and when we encounter all these, it's correct because that's how Jesus was.
主耶稣知道。
Jesus knows.
所以主耶稣说，当学生的不能胜过老师，老师遇到的，我们这些学生都会遇到。
So Jesus said that the apprentice will not meet anything that's more than the master. So all these things we will also encounter.
经文说我们受患难原是命定的。
And the scripture tells us that we will be afflicted and that is destined.
我们服侍神也不单只是为了换到现世的福气跟平安而已。
And when we serve God, it's not only to get the reward of being blessed in this life.
而是我们把这视为理所当然。
And we view this as it should be.
更是为了永远的生命。
But we are actually working for the everlasting life.
所以这一点要想清楚哦。
So we need to be clear.
我们来看第四个层面。
The fourth level.
我们请看马太福音九章十八节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 18.
我想先休息好了。等一下我就不一节一节，因为还有一节，我就把这后面两个讲完，再补充一些另外一篇，好不好？这样可以吗？
So I will talk.
因为休息太重要了啊。
It's better to rest first.
因为主说你们要休息，你们要知道我是神啊。
And God say you should rest because you know that I'm God.
好，请我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。好，请大家休息，十一点二十分再回来。
Yeah, until 11:20.
谢谢。不好意思，我都讲得很快，麻烦到你，原谅我。
到最后就很快。
对对对，因为我很多东西怕讲不完。是。